Well, Port Adelaide Bix, they were challenged early, then they cranked it right up, kicking 16 of the next 18 goals. That midfield of Port, when that fires, good night. And one of them was an absolute gun. We speak of Ollie Wines. Ollie, thanks for your time.
No worries, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, Ollie was a bit of a concern early. I think your coach called it sloppy footy, but then you got it back, didn't you?
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, it probably came down to us mids in that first quarter not being able to win the clearance. I think we're down 6-0 clearances early on, which really gave Melbourne first use of the ball. But once we started to get our hands on it and win that hard contested footy, we got it going our way and we let our boards do the rest.
Well, that number ended up 47-40. So if you're 6-0, that effectively makes it 47-34, which is a domination. And the big thing as well was scores from stoppage, 9-1. And if you think about that second quarter in the second half of it, when you got that run on, it just went out of the middle, goal, back to the middle, out again, goal. It was really powerful stuff.
Oh, no doubt. I think once you can get up running like that and with that midfield dominance we started to get, it really helps. And once we get it in that forward line, we love to play front half footy. So we were scoring and converting our goals, but if we were going to kick points, we backed ourselves to have really good press from our backs and mids to lock it in there.
You got back to the all played well, I reckon, which was a real critical point to your success last year, Ollie. Everyone playing their role and terrific. And again, Ken Hinckley calls it team care after quarter time.
Oh, no doubt. I think what you said there is spot on from last year and probably the previous year as well, that once everyone's in the team and knows their role and plays their role, that's when we play our best. We don't need anyone to go out and stand out and kick 10 goals or have 40 touches. We trust everyone will go out there to play their role, and we trust that the selection committees pick the right team, that once everyone does that and commits to that and does that, we'll get the result.
It didn't go, but it's only been there in patches. So where's it been, Ollie, that side of your game?
Oh, yeah. That's
Have you been able to define
looking.
That? Because I think you guys are as miffed as the supporters and the coaching group.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's not like we're not trying. Yeah. We're not trying to win the footy and kick goals. And but we're a bit in the dark, to be honest, too, the last 4 weeks, and it still wasn't there for complete four quarters on the weekend. It was still a bit patchy, but it's coming back slowly. Oh, I think it comes down to a lot. We've made a bit of a change in our game plan over the pre-season that's probably just starting to click. You can do all the work over the pre-season against each other, but it takes a while to get it going against real opposition. So I think the boys, we're really starting to get our heads around it now and starting to play a bit more consistent.
So in general terms, what's the change?
Oh, I can't go into too much depth, but it's a bit of graduation, I guess. It's probably going on from 101, they use it at uni, 101 to 202, and upgrade through the year. So I think we've got a good understanding now, and we're just starting to take our game plan to the next level, I think.
It was worth a try asking the question, wasn't it?
Well, hang on. What about those that don't go to uni? What's this 101 to 202?
We'll tell you about 303.
We used to shoot kangaroos with them.
We'll tell you about that later, Ro. Hey, one thing
our listeners might not know.
Well, 101, that's the first thing you learn. That's the basic level. And at each graduation, you just add a little layer to it.
Okay. Well, sometimes, Ollie, you've got to talk to us like we're dumb.
Sorry.
Hey, one thing that was... Most people do with you anyway, Stephen. No,
that was below the point. That wasn't called for.
The thing that was not interesting but really good for you guys, I guess last week you were berated because of your kicking efficiency. It was just over 50%, 54%. This week it was 72%, was one of the top two or three in the competition. Is that about getting players out in time and space, not quite being under the same amount of pressure? Is that a big contributor?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, that really let us down last week. We got enough entries to kick a winnable score, but probably completing those plays with our skill efficiency really let us down. So, you can't really look too much into it. I think some days you just have bad days kicking, and last week may have been one of those. The pre-season this year has been a real big focus on our kicking efficiency, so to see it come to fruition on the weekend is really positive.
How's the wrist?
Yeah, no, the wrist's 100%, so a little bit of strapping left on it, but, it's all okay now.
How did you do it? I remember watching the game, and the instant that we all thought it was, surely that wasn't it. You must have broken it before that, Ollie. How did it happen?
Yeah, I did something early on in the second quarter where I tore the ligament band. Oh. So the bone is only just holding in there by, I guess, by itself. And then Swallows just, when I pushed off him, I've twisted my wrist and that's just dislocated the bone. So a bit of an unusual injury, but yeah, it's all behind me now.
And I guess one of the good things, and Darren Burgess mentioned it to us, it's like doing a little top-up on your pre-season about seven rounds into the year, so no doubt that'll stand you in good stead come later in the season.
Yeah, it sounds easy, but I'll tell you what, it wasn't an easy 5 weeks. It's a lot of running and a lot of running from, watching from the sidelines, which isn't my strong suit.
How are the little pinchies, the old fatty test, Ollie? You're still in those size 42s?
I went up a little bit, but it's all down now once I started playing and getting into full weight, so cruising now.
Your skipper was awesome. I love it when a captain can pick up a team, drop them on their shoulders and say, follow me. And I tell you what, Ken Hinckley was glowing. I think he might have flown back at the front of the plane. Have a listen to him now.
Our captain took control.
Yep.
I was really proud of. Really proud of Travis. He went to Jones, who had had 11 in the first quarter, and... So I said, captain against captain, mate, let's see whether you can push your team over the line. And I thought our captain today was outstanding.
He said enough's enough, didn't he, Ollie?
Oh, he did, yeah. Us midfielders, we probably didn't realise that Jones was getting off the chain that first quarter. And Kenny put it on Bokey as the skipper to take him head-to-head. And I think he only ended up with another 9 touches in the last 3 quarters. So incredible effort, and I think he's got that ability to really sense the situation and say to the boys, follow me, and along we came, and he's a great leader, yeah.
They say don't poke a bear in the eye. Well, don't poke Travis in the eye. What happened to him? He got poked.
Yeah, I think he poked himself, though.
Did he?
Wednesday.
He poked himself?
Yeah, Ollie. He's trying to blame it on someone else, but I think it was himself.
How can you poke yourself?
Oh, who knows?
Hey, another...
He done this one here. Doink.
Another player who was outstanding was Matty Broadbent. Came back into the side after having a week off. And, look, his form was just outstanding and a great response, I guess.
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's what Kenny was really looking from Broady. Just that response coming off the week off. And credit to Broady. He stood up down there and really ran the back line to a degree and had a great game. So really happy with him.
Hey, one other little controversy that happened, Ollie, that you made an off-the-cuff comment at halftime and things blew up on social media. I couldn't really believe that people were getting overexcited by it. Has it been much of an issue for you?
Oh, not really for me. I understand my wording was probably a bit off, but didn't mean any disrespect to anyone out there. So apology to anyone listening that was offended by my comments. But, yeah, look, I didn't mean anything done at all.
Well, look, here it is. For those who haven't heard it, we'll just play it just to let people know.
Yeah, to be honest, that first quarter of football was pretty pathetic by us. We're playing a bit girly and not hitting the ball hard and winning contested ball. So Kenny gave us mids, especially a decent bag then, and we just had to go back to basics, win the footy and get it forward, and our forwards will do the rest.
Yeah, so there it was. Look, it was an innocuous comment. I've got 3 daughters and a wife, and none of them were offended by it. So if there were any people out there, maybe...
Yeah, but Ollie, I think it's a joke. It was an innocent comment. You're fatigued, it's halftime. We've all done it. To give lip service to these keyboard warriors is a joke, but your family felt they had to defend you, Ollie.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. As I said, I didn't mean any harm didn't mean to offend anyone on purpose, so I apologise if anyone took it to offence. But, not much more I can say. It's half time and you're pretty tired and look forward to getting the room, so,
Ollie, you can say whatever the hell you like, mate. No, don't worry about that. Hey, Paddy Ryder, we're hearing he might be a chance this weekend.
Yeah, he is. I think his Achilles been a bit sore the last couple of weeks, but the week off done him well. And, look, he's very important to us to have that 1-2 roll with Globes where one of them can go forward. So he'll be doing everything he can to put his hand up this week and make sure he's right.
Okay. Now, Ollie, we've been debating the whole show, and we love your football intel, and you're a young fella, and you know how it all works. Now, if you're uncomfortable to talk about Adam Goods's goal celebration, my debate with Bix is I don't want to see those big goal celebrations creeping in. I like the fact you kick a goal, you just go and thank the bloke that gave you the goal assist, go back in the middle, and away we go. Are we expecting you to be doing any backwards somersault flips, double pikes, Grigson style if you get a goal? And where do you sit? Are you in my camp, just well done, or are you in Bix's camp, you like the big over-the-top celebration?
Well, I don't think I'll be doing any flips. I can't really get off the ground. I might leave that to Chatty and Jarman and those boys. But yeah. Don't have too much of an opinion on it. I love the boys getting around each other when they do something, not like a goal, maybe a good shepherd or a good tackle or something like that, that probably goes unseen by the public. It's something really important to the team, those one percenters. And I think as much as the goals are celebrated, they probably should be as well.
Well said.
Congratulations, mate, on having a really good game. You got back in the winner's circle, which was just what your team needed. And big game this week against the Bulldogs at Adelaide. It'll be great to get home. So good luck with that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.